Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday survey of the regional jazz scene. Today's program features highlights from a concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. The opening pair of concerts this year was billed as a night at the Village Vanguard. It could possibly be called 1001 Nights at the Village Vanguard. The storied Greenwich Village Jazz Club has hosted hundreds of great jazz artists over the years. Some of them are touched upon in this collection that we'll be listening to, but we could mention Miles Davis, Cannonball Adderley, Horace Silver, Art Blakey, and the Jazz Messengers, and many, many others, including the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Jazz Orchestra, which is today still on stage on Monday nights and billed as the Vanguard Orchestra. Clarence Acox will have more to say about the storied history of the club a little bit later on, but for now, let's open with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, conducted by Michael Brockman in a composition by Horace Silver, Greg Hopkins' arrangement for big band of Horace Silver's tune, Nutville.
Thank you. That's Devon Lewis on the drums. Milo Peterson on guitar. And Jared Hall on the trumpet. Jared Hall. Travis Ranney on the tenor saxophone. Phil Sparks on bass. Randy Howerston at piano. And the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra.
Michael Brockman and the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra opening this program of highlights from their recent concert with that performance of Horace Silver's composition Nutville, arranged for big band. You're listening to the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra in concert on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with the jazz scene. Here's co-director of the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, Clarence Acox, with some comments about the Village Vanguard.
I want to give you just a brief history of the Village Vanguard. Many of you already know some of this, but some of us may not. In 1934, Max Garden, who was originally from Portland, Oregon, opened the Village Vanguard in a cellar in New York's Greenwich Village as a place for poets, artists, comedians, musicians to perform. Years after the opening, a 17-year-old jazz fan, a lady by the name of Lorraine Stein, visited the downstairs club with several friends. In 1948, Lorraine encouraged Max to book a then unknown pianist by the name of Theolonious Monk, which ushered in a jazz-oriented focus. A year later, Max and Lorraine were married. What a happy story. Upon Max's death in 1989, Lorraine took over running the club, and she ran the club. As a matter of fact, I'll talk about that a little later on in the second set, because she is a very special lady. Some of the people that perform there are John Coltrane, Sonny Rollins, Miles Davis, Sidney Bechet, Diana Washington, Albert Ayer, Horace Silver, Wynton Marsalis, Cannonball Adderley, Jerry Mulligan. The list goes on and on and on and on. There were more albums that were titled Live at the Village Vanguard than any other album in the world. 1966, the weekly performance of the Dad Jones Mel Lewis Jazz Orchestra started in 66. After Dad Jones' passing, the band was renamed the Vanguard Orchestra, which plays there to this day on Monday nights. The Vanguard is probably the most famous jazz club in the world. If you've been there, you know that place is more or less a dive. But you can always count on great music, great acoustics, great ambiance. We'd like to proceed with the rest of the program with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. Thank you very much for being a wonderful audience.
Clarence Acox, ladies and gentlemen. Clarence Acox. Now, music of Thad Jones, and we'll slow things way down. This is from a recording entitled Eclipse that he made after he left the Village Vanguard, went and lived for a while in Denmark. He got around a lot and is revered really worldwide as a band leader and trumpeter and flugelhorn player with the Basie band before he got his start as a band leader himself. In fact, Basie even commissioned Thad Jones to write a whole album worth of pieces for the Basie band, which never really got recorded. So that was the start of the book that then Thad Jones took to the Village Vanguard to start his own band. We would like to play this piece that's from his later period with the Denmark Radio Orchestra, and we're going to feature Randy Halberstadt on Basically Yours. Thank you. Randy Halberstadt on the piano. Basically Yours. We have a very special guest who's coming up in November, someone you will not want to miss, and that is Maria Schneider. And she is a phenomenal composer, probably the leading jazz composer of our age. She is at the peak of her career right now, having just been named an NEA Jazz Master and having received multiple Grammy Awards over the last few years. Her compositions are wonderful. You won't believe what she is able to get out of a jazz orchestra like this. It's pretty phenomenal. It ranges from everything from the quietest and most gentle ballads to the most exciting combination of harmonies that you'll ever hear. So we hope that you'll be there with us to celebrate her wonderful music and wonderful talent. We will continue on now the music of Thad Jones, and we'll be playing a beautiful quiet song called Quietude.
Thank you.
That's Bill Anthony on the trombone. Bill Anthony. Randy Halberstadt on piano. Jared Hall on the flugelhorn. And please welcome back to the stage Mr. Clarence Acox. Clarence Acox.
About 10 years ago, I had the pleasure of spending an evening with Lorraine Gordon at the Vanguard. And she had a special table in the back of the club, just at the bottom of the stairwell, where she liked to sit. And so we sat and we talked and had a grand time. She didn't know me from Adam. But when I told her I loved the music of Thelonious Monk, we were buds for the rest of the evening. Very opinionated, she would give you her opinion even if you didn't ask her. But she ran that place like you can't believe. She didn't tolerate any jazz musicians starting the set late. She even had Dexter Gordon play on time, because Dexter Gordon never was on time. She ran that club like you can't believe it, and she made it what it is today. And it was a great pleasure spending time with her and talking about the history of the club. It was amusing to me watching her reaction when New York critics would walk in the club. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a family occasion today, so I can't tell you everything she said. But she was that type of person, and I enjoyed the time I had with her. She passed last June, and hats off to her for keeping that place open all those years and having the great music she always had there. So that's my experience with Lorraine Gordon. I hope you enjoyed that.
Clarence Acox, ladies and gentlemen. Clarence Acox.
You're listening to highlights from a concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, A Night at the Village Vanguard, recorded earlier this month. It's coming to you on 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with live jazz around the sound. Here's Michael Brockman.
We'd like to now feature some music of the great Miles Davis. And Miles recorded at the Village Vanguard on a few different occasions. This piece that we're going to play is titled Milestones. And he had actually released it on an earlier album in 1958. And then this big band arrangement was created for another band. And we found it and loved it. But I know some of you know the name John Clayton Jr., known throughout the country and is known here locally as bassist at Jazzport Townsend. We hope you'll enjoy Milestones. Thank you. On the trumpet, Jared Hall. Mark Taylor on tenor saxophone. And Devon Lewis on the drums. Now we'd like to go back to some music of Horace Silver. We have a piece titled Soulville. Soulville. Thank you. Soulville. Randy Halberstadt, ladies and gentlemen. Dan Marcus back here on the trombone. Yours truly, Michael Brockman on alto saxophone. Thank you. Soulville.
You're listening to highlights from a concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra opening their current season, billed as A Night at the Village Vanguard. It's coming to you on 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with live jazz around the sound. Here's Michael Brockman.
We now would like to feature one of our very earliest members of the band, who is a national treasure, maybe a Northwest treasure, but I think has gotten to the point where he's a national treasure. And people, you say, I'm from Seattle, and they go, oh, Jay Thomas. Jay's one of the great treasures of everything going on here in Seattle, and we appreciate him so much. We would like to feature him on a composition, an old one, titled Willow Weep for Me, that was rearranged by Bob Brookmeyer for the Thad Jones Band and for the Village Vanguard Orchestra, and we're sure you're going to enjoy Jay's playing on this. Bob Brookmeyer is one of those composers who is a master of what we like to call controlled dissonance, which means that it almost sounds like noise if you take it out of context, but if it's played carefully and crafted carefully by someone like Bob Brookmeyer, it's a very beautiful thing. Here's Willow Weep for Me.
Thank you.
Jay Thomas. Northwest treasure, Jay Thomas. How about that? Well, we've come to the end of our concert today. We'd like to play one last number for you, again by the great Horace Silver. We love playing his music. He was such an energetic writer and performer, and it translates beautifully into big band music. We are going to hear a little more from Mark Taylor today. We're going to hear a little more from Jay on this one and a little more from Alex Dugdale. We hope you enjoy this rousing version of Room 608.
Thank you.
Alex Dugdale on the baritone saxophone. Jay Thomas on trumpet. Mark Taylor on the tenor saxophone. Devon Lewis on the drums. Phil Sparks on bass. And the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. That's Andy Omdahl on lead trumpet. Andy Omdahl. Dan Marcus on lead trombone. David Bentley on the bass trombone. Phil Anthony. Scott Brown. Michael Van Bever. Jared Hall. Milo Peterson. Sidney Hauser on the alto saxophone and clarinet and flute. Travis Rennie. My Michael Brockman, thank you so much.
Room 608, composition by Horace Silver, arranged by John LaBarbera, concluding this program of highlights from the first concerts of the season by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. Our thanks to the musicians of the orchestra and co-directors Clarence A. Cox and Michael Brockman for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show. Thanks also to the staff at the Kirkland Performance Center for their assistance, and thanks to our intern and assistant, Sam Martinez, for his help in recording this concert. The next concerts by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra take place November 3rd and 4th, and will feature the composer, arranger, and conductor Maria Schneider. I think those concerts are pretty well sold out, but for more information, you can check at srjo.org. I'm Jim Wilkie, and this was a Hatch Cover production. Before we leave you today, I want to mention a few things going on this last week of the Earshot Jazz Festival. An interesting group called Circuit Rider with Ron Miles, Bill Frisell, and Brian Blade, coupled with These Hills of Glory featuring Beth Fleener, will be performing at Nordstrom Recital Hall at Benaroya Hall tonight. And tonight is also the last night for Gerald Albright Group playing at Jazz Alley. Monday night, Roosevelt High School Jazz Band with Jovino Santos Neto will be playing at the Roosevelt High School Performing Arts Theater. Anton Schwartz Sextet will be at Rhythm and Rye in Olympia. Tuesday, Alex Dugdale's Fade Quintet will be at Langston Hughes. Critical Mass Big Band plays at Tula's. Wednesday, Naomi Moon Siegel Quintet will be at the Sylvia Center in Bellingham. And the Vibraphonics with Susan Pascal will be at Tula's. Chad McCullough and Bram Weiter's quartet will be at the Royal Room on Thursday night. Harriet Tubman, the band, at Langston Hughes. Kareem Candy Band plays at the Triple Door Musiquarium. Friday at noon, a conversation with composer Maria Schneider and New York Times writer Nate Shinnan at the Cornish Poncho Concert Hall at noon on Friday. Jovino Santos Neto's Big Band and Quintet play at Seattle Art Museum Auditorium, and Fred Radke and Mike Vack's Trumpet Legends will be at Tula's. Saturday, Jay Clayton, Don Clement, and Julian Priester team up again at the Royal Room. Bill Anschel Trio plays at Tula's. Maria Schneider and Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra Saturday at Benaroya Hall and Sunday at Kirkland Performance Center. Crowded schedule, lots of great music. Jovino Santos Neto is featured in a couple of concerts this week, both with Big Band, Monday night at the Roosevelt High School Performing Arts Theater with the Roosevelt Jazz Band, and then on Friday with his own band and the Quintetto as well. That'll be at the Seattle Art Museum Auditorium. Here's a little sample of Jovino's music taken from a performance with the North German Radio Big Band in Hamburg, Germany in the year 2000. This is a bit of a piece titled Intention. Thank you. little sample of the rich textures of the music of Jovino Santos Neto, a piece titled Intention. He's conducting his music on Monday and Friday this coming week as part of the Earshot Festival. If you missed any part of today's program, you can catch up with the podcast at jazzinw.org. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley coming up next. I'm Jim Wilkie. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.